USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It didn't take long for politics to follow the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg died at her Washington home yesterday from pancreatic cancer. She was 87. President Trump expected to pick the next associate justice to the high court in the coming days, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in a statement, said that President Trump's pick will get a vote. McConnell had a different stance 4 years ago, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said that the Senate should stick by that.
Voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. This was the position of the Republican Senate took in 2016 when there were almost 10 months to go before the election.
Back then, a Democrat, Barack Obama, was president. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Iles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
A couple of popular mobile apps will not be around after this weekend. The details from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It's now official. The Commerce Department issued sweeping orders banning any transactions on TikTok and WeChat in the United States, saying the Chinese-owned apps create unacceptable risk to our national security. Starting Monday, TikTok and WeChat will be banned from all app stores. This means users will not be able to download those apps or receive any updates if already installed.
Several towns along the U.S.-Canada border are pushing for local reopenings. The border has been on lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Washington Post says lawmakers representing Point Roberts, Washington, and Minnesota's Northwest Angle have asked the Canadian Public Safety Minister to ease and clarify the rules. Wall Street ended Friday lower, the Dow down 245 points, the NASDAQ lower by 117 points, the S&P 500 off 38, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Farmers are about to get some relief, as USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump announced a new round of pandemic assistance to farmers of about $13 billion at a campaign rally in Wisconsin, delivering aid to an important sector in a battleground state.
Starting next week, my administration is committing an additional, you've been asking for this for a long time, $13 billion in relief to help farmers recover from the China virus, including Wisconsin's incredible dairy, cranberry, and ginseng farmers who got hurt badly.
Wisconsin is known for its milk and cheese industries, which have been hard hit by both trade conflicts with China and the COVID-19 pandemic.
A driver in Detroit is behind bars after he jumped his car over a rising drawbridge on the city's west side. Drawbridge operator Andre Locke talked to television station WDIV about the incident. He looked at the car and said, no, he ain't, but he did.
Over he went, blew out all four of his tires, and then he crashed through the other gate over there.
The police call described it as the Dukes of Hazzard. Locke said he called it the Blues Brothers. He also said that it was a first for him. The New York Post reports that this year's all-virtual Emmy Award ceremony will include presenters wearing full hazmat suits. Producers say the presenters wearing branded gear might visit some of the winners on live television. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.